Oh, Father God, yeah, we come with expectation. We come with hope. Just bless this man as he gives us your word. In your precious name. Amen.
Am I on? Can everybody hear me? Is it good?
Yeah.
I'm obviously on. Good evening, saints. It is a real pleasure to be here with you. It really is. It's just been awesome. I've just spent some time in the throne room with Jesus, and yeah, I don't know quite what to say about that, but it was good. And although we were speaking and we were sitting just like this, just talking, and I didn't hear everything he said, but my spirit did. And something deep inside happened, and it's just awesome. And I just think he wants you guys to know how much you're loved. Before I even start talking, the God of hope wants you to know how much you're loved. He wants you to know that even from the moment we mucked it up, way back before creation in the Garden of Eden, from that moment on, he had a plan, and that plan was his son, Jesus Christ. And he sent him to death for us because he loved us so much. And because of Jesus, we're saints. Because of Jesus, we're free. Because of Jesus, we have hope. Anyway, I hope that made sense. I've made so many notes, it's ridiculous. Don't expect I'm going to use any of them. But I've made them anyway. It made me feel better. I've driven my wife, Mandy, absolutely mad this week. And it's, to be honest with you, I've got to share this with you. On Tuesday, right, I'm sitting down with Malcolm, we're having a chat. Really good chat, very encouraging, very good. And at the end of it, I said, you know, Malcolm, I could do with, I just fancy preaching again. It's been a while. He said, great. Sunday night. Thanks, Malcolm. Just all I can say to you is be careful when you're talking to Malcolm, because he's a man of his word. He says, he stands up the front here all the time and he says, if you ask me, I'll get it sorted out and you'll be doing it. Well, here we are. Here we are. Right, okie dokie. I think I wanted to start off by just sharing a testimony. It's not my testimony, it's a testimony of my family, and it's to do with my uncle David, who about a year ago was diagnosed with cancer of the stomach. Now, he had that cancer removed, and everything went well. We prayed greatly, and as far as we were concerned, he was completely healed. About 6 months ago, he went back for his 6 months checkup, and unfortunately, they found cancer in his lymph nodes. And basically, what they said to him was, we can give you chemo, it will prolong your life, but it's only a matter of time. So they put him on chemo, and he was ill. He had 4 treatments, and I expect these things go longer. I don't know that much about it. The oncologist put him on it, and he's made him violently ill, so they had to take him off it. So he's off the chemo, he's now waiting to see the oncologist. A few months have passed, no chemo. Last week, before he went to hospital on Friday, I met up with my aunt and Mandy and another aunt, and we prayed for him. And I know that the prayer chain has also prayed for him. On Friday afternoon, I've forgotten all about it, to be honest with you. Terrible, but that's what it was, I've forgotten. My aunt phoned me up and said, Colin, I said, oh yeah, what's happened to Uncle David? It was brilliant news. I said, what's going on? He sat down in the chair, he was expecting the worst. The oncologist walked in with a great, great big smile on his face, and he said, the cancer is half what it was before. Not completely healed, but half what it was before. Excellent. Thank you. That is the power of prayer. The oncologist actually couldn't believe it, so God is good.
All the time.
Sorry, Sam, that's your line. I'm sorry I pinched that one, but it's a good line.
It's
a good line. Okay. So Moving on, we're continuing the series at the moment on hope, and this little chat here is on sharing hope. And the Bible reference, if you have your Bibles with you and you want to turn to it, is 1 Peter 3:8-16. I'm also, before I get onto that, I've been very blessed to be the leader of an amazing community called Candy Community that meet on a Thursday night. Some of the guys are here and the girls tonight, which is really good. They're all absolutely incredible. They all are very gifted. And I'm going to pinch, actually, tonight, an idea and a word that was given by Georgia Curtis, who is just an amazing lady of Christ, and we've seen incredible transformations in her life. Now, this story is based on the three little pigs. Now, I know it'll be far better if it were the three little lambs, much more biblical, but unfortunately, you're going to have to bear with me, we're stuck with the three little pigs. Something you should know about the first little pig, he's a good little pig. When he was a piglet, he gave his life to God at Soul Survivor. Since then, he's been going to church. He turns up on a Sunday. He likes to get in late if he can, and then he can get out the door quickly before talking to anybody. But he still comes, and every now and again, I think Britney Spears, I think it was, gives some really good... it was Sam or Malcolm, can't remember which one. But gives really good sermons. And he thinks, yeah, this stuff is it's all right. But he's inherited some land, and he's decided that the best thing to do is that he wants to build himself a house. So he knows a local farmer, and he's thinking, you know, I'm going to be environmentally friendly. So he decides to build a straw bale house. Beautiful thing, straw bales, nicely built. The reason I'm talking all this structure stuff is I'm a structural engineer, and it makes sense to me to talk about that sort of thing. So he's built this straw house, he's sitting in it, having a cup of tea in the evening, feeling quite proud of what he's done, and along comes a big bad wolf. And what happens? He huffs, and he puffs, and he blows the house down. The little pig is so frightened, he runs off, and he thinks, you know, I've got to get to church on Sunday because I'm so scared, I've got to get to church. The following Sunday, he gets to church, he's yet again, he's just about on time, and as he walks through the door, a second little pig notices, he's on the welcome team, and he just notices that the first little pig is looking a bit downhearted and a little bit frightened, really, and he thinks, I'll keep a note of that, because I've had my welcome team training, and they tell me that after, if I see anybody like that, what I need to do is I'll have a chat with them afterwards. So like a good little second pig, after the service, he pops up to the first little pig, and he says, mate, you're looking a little bit disturbed. He said, yeah, he said, I'm really frightened. He said, I built this house of straw and a big wolf came along and he blew it down. And I'm really frightened. And the second little pig says, don't be afraid. There's no fear in God's kingdom. Don't be afraid. Let's pray. So the second little pig and the first little pig, they get together and they pray. During the course of their prayers, they feel God saying to them, you need to build your house of bricks. That's what you need to do. If you're going to build a house, build it in bricks. That's a good house. That's a strong house. So, they both agree, because two is better than one, that the following day they'll pop down to the builder's merchants and they'll buy the materials they need to build this house. So they pop down to Worldly Builders, which is a really good branch and it's very cheap. And they walk in and they walk up to the front desk. And the man's standing there, and they say to the man, they say, we want to build a house, and we want to build it with bricks. And he looks at them, he says, you don't want to do it like that. And they say, what do you mean we don't want to do it like that? Well, you don't want to build it out of bricks. Look at you, you're quite weak, you're small, you're little pigs. No good doing that. What you want to do, you want to build it out of wood. And we've got plenty of wood, it's cheaper, won't take as much effort. So they think, yeah, good idea. By this time, the word of God sort of disappeared somewhere in the back of their minds. They think, oh, that's a great idea. I'll save a bit of money. So off they go. And they build a house. in timber. Very nice looking house. Again, environmentally friendly, good stuff. They're sitting down that evening having a cup of tea. They're discussing the football. They're discussing the weather, chatting away. And along comes the big bad wolf. And he looks at the house, he goes, that little pig again, look, he's built a house of timber this fine. He thinks he's beaten me. I'm bigger than that. He huffs and he puffs, and he huffs and he puffs. He has to do it twice this time, it's a bigger house. Guess what's happened? House is blown down. Two little pigs now running for their lives, scared. They're scared. They turn up on church on Sunday, both of them. They're both together. They're feeling frightened. They're feeling a little bit guilty. They're feeling like they haven't listened to God. They're feeling a bit condemned. They listen to the service. It's all about hope again, and they think it's good. And after the service, they think we've got to get some prayer. So they go up to the prayer ministry team, and the third little pig standing in the prayer of the ministry team, and they go up to him and they say, we've mucked it all up. We really need some prayer. We got together. God spoke to us. And he told us to build a house of bricks. And we built it in wood. We didn't listen. And it's all gone horribly wrong. And we're so frightened of this wolf that came along. And we don't know what to do. And he said, look, guys, us in the prayer ministry team, we know how to pray. We know. We've been trained and we know how to pray. We're going to pray for you. So he lays hands on them, he prays for them, he says, look, I've got a word for you. You guys are forgiven. It's not a problem. God forgives you for all of that stuff. Just receive his forgiveness. But he does remind you that he did say to build the house of bricks. And they're like, oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. So they continue to pray. And God says to them, when you build this house of bricks, which I really hope you're going to do this time, I want you to start off a life group in that house. And I want you to start a life group in that house. And I want you to praise my name. I want you to read my word. And I'll come and join you. And I thought, great idea. So they've all got together the following week to build this house. And they've decided not to go to worldly builders this time because, you know, so they've decided to go to someone in the church. I think his name is Mick. Has a really nice builder's yard. They pop down. Mick's like, yeah, great to see you guys. Not all of you know Mick, it's all right, but he does part of the church. And he looks at them, he says, you guys, you're looking quite fit. I think a brick house is good. Buy the bricks, build a lovely brick house. They get in that brick house and they phone up a few friends, people with like minds. They join together and they praise and they worship God. And one of the songs that they sing is this one. And I'm going to read it all. Got a bit of time. Can't see the clock anyway, so it don't matter. Is that all right? It's good. I'm glad you're happy. It's good to hear happy people. Plenty of time. Okay. And this is the song. I'm laying down my life. I'm giving up control. I'm never looking back. I surrender all. I'm living for your glory on the earth. This passion in my heart, this stirring in my soul, to see the nations bow, for all the world to know. I'm living for your glory on this earth. For every knee to bow down, for every heart to believe, for every voice to cry out, burn like a fire in me. For every tongue to confess, you alone are king. You are the hope of the earth. Burn like a fire in me. For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Like a flame in my soul, for every eye to see. For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Poof, down comes the glory of God into that home. They're all praising God, fire's burning in them. Along comes the wolf, sees the house of bricks. He thinks, ah, little pigs, look at them. What's going on? Bit of commotion in there. Must be having a party. All look like they're happy. I'm going to spoil their fun. Huff and he puffs and he huffs. And he puffs and he huffs and he puffs. It ain't working, is it? It's a house of bricks. So I think, I know what I'll do. I'm going to go down the chimney. I'm going to go down the chimney. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to gobble them all up this time. So he climbs on the roof, comes down the chimney and no more wolf. I'm sorry. It's a sad tale for the wolf. He's all burnt up by the power of the Holy Spirit in that place. You're probably wondering why I've told this story, and I'm not quite sure myself right now, but it seemed like a really, really good idea in the week. The good thing about this tower was that they were so excited about what had happened that when they got to church the following Sunday, they couldn't stop themselves, but they were to share it. They had to tell someone. They had to get up to people and say, God is amazing. He set a fire in our souls. Everything's brilliant. The big bad wolf came. He's been burnt up. No one's got to worry about him anymore. We're on fire for God. And the people said, what did you do? He said, we built houses of brick. And we got together in those houses of brick and we worshipped God. We studied his word. We listened to his teachings. We listened to each other. We shared it with each other. We loved each other. And they all thought, you know what? That's a good idea. Let's go and get ourselves a house of brick. Some of them already had them. Some of them were wise. They'd had their houses. Wish the others had listened to them, but hey, there's another story. So, the church grew. There were many houses and many home groups. And in those home groups, they shared life. They loved each other. They prayed, they worshipped, and the fire of God came down. And when new people walked in the door of that church, every person they met, there was something about them, something about what they told them, something about the word that came from their lips, something about the testimonies they had, something about the greeting, something about the atmosphere, something about the leadership that they could not deny. And many, many people turned to Christ. And revival was in the air. God is good in that church. And my heart, and I know many of your hearts yearn for that. We want a fire set down in our souls. We want the hope of the world in us. And I really, really feel that God is saying to you that sharing hope is about sharing your lives together in Him. That sharing hope is about meeting together in small groups. That sharing hope is about praying together in small groups. That sharing hope is loving each other in a different way. Bear with me a second because I can't find what I want. Now, tonight's scripture gives us some instruction on this. And there are other scriptures in the Bible, and you can look them up, and they also give you instruction on this. Now, this is from Peter, and I believe it reflects a lot of what Jesus was. And what it says is, and I'll read it out to you. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil, or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to do you harm? So, who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for your hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against you, your good behaviour, sorry, in Christ, may be ashamed of their slander. I felt when I read that, that actually it was pretty clear what was being said. And I guess at the end of the day, it's all about us and our relationship with God. And one of the things that I felt I needed to maybe bring up with you tonight is that, where are you in that? Are you the little pig who builds his house on straw, that comes along on a Sunday, that rushes in and out, but doesn't really engage? Do you think that meeting up with other Christians in the week, it's a bit of a waste of your time, your life's too busy? I'm not meant to be harsh here, just trying to say how it is. Or are you like the second house the pigs built, a house of wood, where you actually got one foot in Christ and one foot in the world, and you're doing this backwards and forwards? Or have you built your house on Christ alone, the cornerstone? Have you sunk everything into him? Because you know what? People will know the difference. You know the difference in yourself, in your soul, in your spirit. You do, you know. But people that walk through that door that you speak to will know the difference. Because they've all been wired to receive God and the truth. All of them, because they were created by the Creator. So, I challenge you to have a little look at yourselves, and I've been doing it to myself, don't you worry. I'm preaching this, but I've got just as much to learn from it. Am I prepared to get myself more involved? Am I prepared to ensure that I meet up in my life groups? To ensure that when I'm there, that I don't just talk about the surface things and the football and the weather and what my children are doing, that I actually share my life experiences with the members of the group that I'm with, and that we get together and we pray. Because when we do that, and when we give testimony in those places, we build hope in our hearts, because we see each other struggle and we see each other come from the other side. We see each other rejoicing and we rejoice together. We cry with each other and it builds us up. Because when that wolf comes along and he tries to blow your house down, it may be difficult, but you know, because the guys in your group have been through it, your church has been through it, your friends have been through it, and you've been through it, and you've got testimony of hope, testimony of God's victory, testimony of God's love. And the more you hunger for that, the more he's going to pour it out. So we want to see healings in this church. We want to see more people through the door. We want to see Loughton come to God. We want to see revival on the streets. But it starts with you guys. Every single one of you. You are the hope on earth. It is you that it is with. And you're all amazing. You're all absolutely amazing. You're all so gifted and incredible. And I just encourage you. I encourage you. I don't want to beg you, but I really encourage you to get in to God and put yourself in his way as much as you possibly can. And then what he does in you will overflow into all the places that you are, in your workplace, in your home, amongst your friends, in this place. You are loved so much. Do you know that? You are all loved so much. So much that the creator of the universe gave his only son to die a horrendous death to save you from yourselves. That's how much you're loved. And you are more than conquerors in him. Every single one of you are more than conquerors in Christ. I think I've probably said enough, and I'm very thankful for you for listening. And I would suggest that if any of what I've said rings true in your hearts, I'm not talking about your minds, I'm talking about here, in the depth of your spirit, if something twinges, that you come forward and you get prayed for. If you want more of Jesus in your life, if you just want more of him and you want to get more on fire with him, come forward and receive prayer. If you're not sure, come forward and receive prayer. If you don't know Jesus at all and you think I'm a lunatic, come forward and receive some prayer. It will do you good, I promise you. Thank you. It's up to you. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. Hello? Oh.